We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today with grateful hearts, thanking you for your free gift of salvation, free for us, but not free for the Son of God, who gave his life on the cross of Calvary so that we may stand in your presence today and sing praises of adoration and worship. Father, take pleasure in our program today. Take pleasure in the songs, in the psalms, in the devotional. May you be lifted up with our praise and adoration today. And Father, may you fill our hearts with your Holy Spirit so that we may feel your presence among us today. This program, Father, is for you. We praise you and we worship you and we love you and we serve you.
face upon this house tonight. Let no evil come into my dreams. Light of heaven, keep me in your peace. Remind me how you made dark spirits flee and spoke your power to the raging sea and spoke your mercy to a sinful man. Remind me, Jesus, this is what I am. The universe is vast beyond the stars, but you are mindful.
O Lord, you are indeed worthy to receive all of our praise and all of our adoration. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey, your host. Thank you for joining us. We just heard from the Christ Church Youth Choir from Nashville, Tennessee, and all praise. In a moment, I'll be sharing with you the 49th Psalm. And now here's Psalm 49. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The utterance from my heart will give understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me, those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches? No man can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for him. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough that he should live on forever and not see decay. For all can see that wise men die. The foolish and the senseless alike perish and leave their wealth to others. Their tombs will remain their houses forever, their dwellings for endless generations, though they had named lands for themselves. But man, despite his riches, does not endure. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves, and of their followers who approve their sayings. Like sheep, they are destined for the grave, and death will feed on them. The upright will rule over them in the morning. Their forms will decay in the grave, far from their princely mansions. But God will redeem my life from the grave. He will surely take me to himself. Do not be overawed when a man grows rich, when the splendor of his house increases. For he will take nothing with him when he dies. His splendor will not descend with him. Though while he lived, he counted himself blessed, and men praise you when you prosper. He will join the generations of his fathers who will never see the light of life. A man who has riches without understanding is like the beasts that perish.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Lord.
Sovereign Lord, and How Great Is He. The Marty Parks Choir, soloist Marty McCall. Right now in the background, we're listening to the Benson Music Group and songs of Bill and Gloria Gaither. There is something about that name and in the name of the Lord. I'm Dave Kersey, your host. Thank you for joining me today and hope you're enjoying all the music. Coming up in our broadcast today, we're going to be talking about a devotional, a rather quiet devotional, the first devotional that Jesus ever occurred to in Scripture. He was there with his mother, and they were visiting some friends who were having a wedding. And what happened was that they ran out of wine. And so Mary asked Jesus, "Can you help us? Can they start?" And he wasn't too sure about that, but he did, and he created a wonderful miracle. We're going to be talking about that miracle a little later, how he got involved and how people found out about Jesus. It's a wonderful devotional about Charles Stanley from his book entitled A Touch of His Goodness. And we'll be sharing some thoughts about that, how Jesus took empty pots, filled them with water, and they became true wine. And we'll talk about that a little later on in the broadcast. Right now, let's just say thank you for your support of this radio ministry. You know, last year was really difficult year, and we're praying that the Lord will bless us this year, and hoping that you can write to this ministry and let us know you're worshiping us, you're praying for us, and if God directs you, and sending some gifts of this ministry. Another thing you can do is to contact this radio station. Contact this station, thank them for carrying Call to Worship, and if they're a listener-supported radio ministry, you can send a gift for them as well. But you can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And also you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. You can listen to Call to Worship anytime you want. There's other things there. The complete program schedule is on that website. You can actually bring up the playlist for the program and follow along with us. We'll share with you the Psalm, Psalm 49. And as you check on that website, you can find out some other things, programs that we've heard in the past. Maybe you've missed a program. You can listen to that program. You can find out some reading things that we've done. So there's a lot of things that you can check us out. So check us out, won't you, at calltoworship.us. And that mailing address, again, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Let's get back to this music by Bill and Gloria Gaither now with the Benson Music Group, In the Name of the Lord.
Thank you.
He was there all the time. Time after time I was searching.
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled, A Touch of His Goodness, Meditations on God's Abundant Goodness, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Do you need God's intervention in an extraordinary way? Do you need to know that God who works wonders perform on your behalf? Well, today we're going to be talking about how our God entered into somebody's life in a very, very special way. We're not going to read it so much as we're going to talk to you about it. How our God entered into a place in Cana where somebody was being married, and how He created a wonderful, wonderful miracle. You can't miss the sublime subtlety of Jesus' miraculous transformation of common water into an uncommon fine wine. Full of the Spirit and leading a small cadre of disciples, Christ demonstrated His divinity in Cana, after 30 years of quiet obedience in the obscurity of Nazareth. Embedded in John's rapt description of the event are several potent principles for those who long for Christ's touch of wonder today. Expect God to act in the fabric of everyday circumstances. Jesus was in an ordinary home with friends of the family when the supernatural occurred. God's most amazing feats often occur in the humdrum of the routine. God speaks the very words that we desperately need to hear when we're finishing up the dinner dishes. It's essential to be about God's business at small, even seemingly insignificant matters, if we want to see Him move in the more urgent areas. God wants us to seek the real relationship with Him, not merely focus on what we need Him to do for us. Jesus' miracle at Cana is intriguing to me, as well as reinforces a lesson that I'm continually learning. God's ways are not my ways. The head waiter reacted in disbelief when he sampled the wine. "Every man serves a good wine first," he remarked to the bridegroom, "but you have kept the good wine until now." God responds to our neediness in surprising ways. He may show us the solution to the financial strait that it's not more income, but giving to Him when we perceive the well is dry. In sickness, God can and does heal. But frequently, His intervention comes in our spirits, not our bodies. We learn to exchange our weakness for His strength. We can almost anticipate that God will intervene in an unexpected fashion. We will know the work is His, it's not ours. Perhaps the most compelling point of this narrative is the role of the servants. They did exactly what Jesus said, despite whatever reservations they must have had when He asked them to fill 6 large pots with water. Each container held 20 to 30 gallons of water, and filling them was a laborious task. But they obeyed, and when the head waiter sipped, they alone knew something magnificent and transcendent was in their midst. It is the meek and humble person who sees the imprint of God's majesty in the daily round. It is the obedient disciple who takes the less traveled road of servanthood and duty who awakens one day to the miraculous. Others taste of God's goodness, but they do not know the source. The servant of Christ knows. Will God supply the divine touch you need? Yes, but not necessarily when or how you expect it. It all happens so that we might manifest His glory, and so that you will be astonished at His might and His mercy. God will meet you in His greatness and His goodness. Don't miss the beauty of Christ in the everyday of our lives. Heavenly Father, help me to see You in all areas of my life. Forgive me when I've acted selfishly, asking for Your help only when I feel I needed it. I want to involve You in all areas of my life so that I can witness Your love and Your goodness in action. Oh, how beautiful it is when the Lord enters into our life and creates a wonderful miracle of His love and provision. Oh, it is so true that when Christ lives His life through us, His beauty is all around us.
How beautiful the hands that served the wine and the bread and the sons of the earth. How beautiful the feet that walked the long dusty roads and the hill to the cross. How beautiful, how beautiful, how beautiful is the body of Christ. How beautiful the heart that bled, that took all my sin and bore it instead. How beautiful the tender eyes that chose to forgive and never despise. How beautiful. is the body of Christ, and as he laid down his life, we offer this sacrifice, that we will live just as he died, willing to pay the price, willing to pay. How beautiful the radiant bride who waits for her groom with his light in her eyes. How beautiful when humble hearts give the fruit of pure life so that others may live. How beautiful.
Bobby Michael singing for us the song, How Beautiful. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today for this time of worship and praise. Thank you also for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or check us out on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's continue with the Master's Chorale and the song entitled, The God of Hope Be With You. Have a great week. See you next week here on A Call to Worship and Praise.